This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open right now for you at 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, they would love to answer them right now. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. While you're there, scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. I would advise you to subscribe like I did to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, if you are busy and maybe you step out of the car briefly, maybe you run around the house this morning, missed part of the program, there's a link to the most recent podcast. Actually goes back to all the show's podcast. Again, right in your weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can subscribe for that right at Klaus's website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning, as mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
Great to hear from you. CJ, Malia, how are you this beautiful day?
Very good. Glad to be here.
It's good to talk with both of you. And we've got an exciting show ahead. We are going to be talking about RMDs and some of the details to be learned about them. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation and take questions, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Of course, each and every week, and we'll do one this week as well. We do a Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week, Klaus Financial has offered up a fantastic prize, as always, a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. Listen closer to this week's program. You'll have a chance to win later on in the show that prize. We'll tell you how you can do that again later on in this half hour. But again, before we get rolling, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of listeners last week call in. Big shout out. Congratulations to our winner last week was Jim of Montello. So congratulations, Jim. He correctly answered the question. Since 1929, the stock market has averaged what percentage in returns? Was it 5% or 10%? Jim had the correct answer of 10%. So congratulations. Listen again today for the question.
Fantastic. Again, we'll be doing that a little bit later on in this afternoon. So today we are going to be discussing ways that folks can consider donating their RMDs to charity. First off, let's kind of get an overview of what an RMD is and get some of the details on those.
Yes, we're excited to talk about this topic today because, well, first off, required minimum distributions will impact most Americans at some point on any pre-tax retirement account they have. So it'll be important for everybody to know about it. But number two, we're excited because a portion of this has to do with a tax-advantaged way once you're over 70 and a half to make distributions to charities. So more to come on that in a moment. But first off, what is a required minimum distribution? Well, most people have heard us talk about this before. Once you, historically at least, once you reached age 70 and a half, and by the way, don't get me started on all the IRS half birthdays. It just annoys the heck out of me. But it used to be when you reached age 70 and a half, then you had to start making minimum required distributions or required minimum distributions, MRDs or RMDs. And effectively, it was just this divisor formula the IRS came up with, and you have to know how the calculation works, but you have to take out this minimum distribution each year. Well, most of you have heard that there was this thing passed in December that went into effect on January 1st, known as the Secure Act. Now, this is different than the CARES Act. The CARES Act was passed as a byproduct of the coronavirus. The Secure Act was different. It's setting every community up for retirement enhancement. I think that's what it stands for. So Secure Act passed in December, went into effect on January 1st. If you had not reached age 70 and a half, by January 1st of 2020, then your new minimum required distribution age is now 72. So the good news is we got rid of one of those half birthdays. And now you don't have to start making minimum withdrawals from your IRA until you are age 72. Again, this is only out of your pre-tax retirement accounts. It does not apply to your Roth IRAs. So typically the first year in which you become minimum distribution eligible, so let's say, Sean, you turn 72 in December of 2025, mm-hmm. then your first distribution would be due for the year of 2025. However, you wouldn't have to pull that first distribution until April 1st of the following year. But that only applies to the first year you become eligible. Every other year thereafter, you must take it by December 31st. Otherwise, anything that you don't pull out that you should have pulled out has a 50% penalty. So listen, you do not want to goof around with this. So, you know, if it's $5,000 and you accidentally only pull out $1,000, and so you were $4,000 short, that means you have a $2,000 penalty. So you don't want to mess
around. That got Sean's attention right there, the 50% penalty.
Yeah. I've hardly got any percent, so man. Thanks. Let's talk about if you inherit an IRA or an RMD, what you need to know there.
Yeah, so the rules for inheritances are kind of interesting, although this changed with the SECURE Act as well. But effectively, if you inherited an IRA or a Roth IRA as a non-spouse beneficiary, so again, you're not the spouse, you're a child or grandchild or friend, then you used to have to start taking minimum distributions based upon your life expectancy immediately. Even if you're 20 or 30 years old, you'd still have to start taking minimum distributions out of those. Well, with the passage of the SECURE Act, that's changed now. So if you're a non-spouse beneficiary now with the passage of the SECURE Act, most people, although not all, most people won't have a minimum distribution anymore when they inherit those retirement accounts, but instead they will have to have all of the money out of that retirement account within 10 years. So this is commonly known as the stretch IRA provision, which if you kind of Google around on what the SECURE Act is, a big portion of it was the killing or the elimination of the stretch IRA provision, because they got rid of the ability to stretch it out over your inherited lifetime, and now you're required to take it all out within 10 years. A lot going on in that little kind of discussion there, but bottom line is there's a quick briefing on required minimum distributions.
Really good information there from CJ Kloss, joined by CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ Kloss or Malia Cuevas, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Call Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. Set up an appointment, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your calls next. Learn a little bit about RMDs and how it's calculated. Also, a couple other letters that are very important. QCD, what are they? We'll get the details from CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge. The initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking RMDs this morning, and I think one of the big questions we often will ask is, how much are you required to take out for those RMDs, and how exactly is that number calculated?
Yeah, there's always a mystery behind these numbers. So first of all, I just want to point out, it seems kind of obvious, but we want to point out that your required minimum distribution is the minimum amount you must withdraw from your account every year. So that's really important to understand. You can certainly withdraw more than the minimum required amount. It's your money. You can do that. The government just wants you to start paying taxes. Hence, they start this program now at age 72. Now, let me point out one other quick thing. We had another passage of an act recently, the CARES Act, in March. And one of the items that was listed for Americans to know about was that your RMD for 2020 was actually suspended, meaning that you can choose to not take your RMDs, even if you're of RMD age, and you can push that off for next year. And next year doesn't mean you have to double up on them. It just means that you have the privilege of not having to take out money this year if you don't need it. Now, for many of our clients, they need their income. It's very traditional to be able to take out your money on a regular basis. So this may have no effect, but it's important for listeners to understand there is actually a choice in 2020. So how is it calculated and what happens when you take out your RMDs, your minimum required amounts? Well, first of all, you have to understand one thing is that that will be included in your taxable income, except for any part that was taxed before your basis or that can be received tax-free. So such as designated Roth accounts, that obviously doesn't compute into your taxable income. The RMD is actually calculated based on the account balance as of the end of the immediately preceding calendar year. So whatever December 31st total looked like in your pre-tax accounts, they're going to take that and divide it by a distribution period from the IRS's uniform lifetime table, which means essentially how many years left do you have actuarially to live, and they're going to calculate how much you should be taking out as a percentage for the rest of your life. It gives you the life expectancy. So I will point out, though, in 2021, there's a new revised uniform life table that's likely to go into effect, and it will actually probably decrease the percentage amount compared to the current RMD schedule. So if you'd like to see what your RMDs are going to look like in the future, you can go to investor.gov, website hosted by the SEC, and you can actually calculate what your RMDs may look like, or go to irs.gov, type in RMD worksheet, and you can do an easy hand calculation. So you can just put in a hypothetical number, what you think your IRA is going to be, ages and so forth, and you can actually see what does that mean for me personally. I think that's really a handy tool for people to look at.
Really good stuff. And you mentioned investor.gov. That's investor.gov. And, of course, also irs.gov. That's irs.gov. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals, talking about RMDs. And, of course, speaking of powerful websites, great one, of course, Kloss Financial's website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk then about the folks that need to take RMDs. What can they do as far as distributions? Can they do things like charitable donations, or what's kind of the details there?
Well, this is the big exciting part of this show. So let's
finally dedicate some time to this.
I know. We have to like set all this groundwork for us to understand the topic. But yes, so qualified charitable distributions, also known as QCDs. That is really the heart of our topic here today. So everybody heard that as part of the SECURE Act, if you didn't turn 70 and a half by the end of last year, then your new RMD age is 72. Well, that does not apply for QCDs. So qualified charitable distributions, a lot of people are not aware of this. And given the fact that there's higher standard deductions now, so as part of recent tax legislation, which was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the standard deduction was doubled. If you know what I'm talking about, then this will be meaningful to you. If you don't, then you should talk to your financial advisor or your accountant, because I can't go over it all today here on the show. But bottom line is, it's much harder for you to get any tax benefit from your charitable donations, is a roundabout way to summarize this. And so most people, I don't know the exact data on this, but it's the vast majority of Americans, are not itemizing. Said another way, they're not getting any tax benefit from their charitable donations. Therefore, this whole QCD concept is a big topic, because once you turn 70 and a half, and yes, I went back to 70 and a half, y'all, I didn't talk about 72, because QCDs are still eligible at 70 and a half. And the way it works is that you can qualify for a distribution up to $100,000 per taxpayer per year that can come directly out of your IRA and go directly to your charity. And some people go, why does that matter? Well, because if you took it home to yourself, if you took the distribution to yourself and tried to pay it to the charity then, well, then you would have to give enough money to go over the standard deduction before it benefited you. And as I just mentioned, most people aren't giving that amount in order to benefit. Whereas if you give it directly from your IRA, again, your pre-tax IRA, directly to the charity, here's the cool thing. It doesn't show up as part of your, or doesn't count as part of your gross income or taxable income. Thereby, on dollar one, you get a tax benefit. So here's a roundabout way to summarize this for everybody. If you're over 70 and a half, that's number one. If you are giving money to charities, that's number two. And if you are not taking advantage of QCDs, you're missing something. Let me repeat that. If you are over 70 and a half, if you are giving to charities, if you have an IRA that is pre-tax and you're not giving to charities, you are missing something. You need to go talk to your financial advisor and make sure you get set up for direct charitable contributions out of your IRA. It will be an immediate tax savings to you and your family. So that's the big topic here. Now, this does not apply. Some people try to get tricky on this and they go, oh, I have a donor advised fund. So I'll take money out of my IRA, QCD it to my donor advised fund, and then wait for 5 years. Doesn't work. You can't do it into a donor advised fund, and there's other things that are not permitted. But basically, if you go directly to a 501c3, from your IRA to the 501c3, you get an immediate tax benefit. So I hope a bunch of people go out and talk to their advisors, because this is a huge win for charities and a huge win for Americans.
Great. And remember, yes, your children are not a charity, okay?
Oh, that's right.
That doesn't work Thank either. You for,
that comes up as well. The DAFs come up and the kids, they go, oh, I can give money to my kids. And I go, no, they're not a 501c3 last time I checked.
They may act like it, but you guys are right. It's definitely talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas.
We need to submit a suggestion to the IRS on that, to change that provision.
Yeah, darn right. We sure do. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Always a lot of fun hanging out with CJ and Malia. Great bunch of people. They'd love to help you. All you got to do is set up an appointment. It's not going to cost you a thing at Kloss Financial for that initial get to know you appointment. That telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. We've talked about RMDs, of course, QCDs, as they tie in with it. We'll move on to DAFs. We'll find out what those are all about next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia about RMDs. Talked about, of course, qualified charitable distribution, QCDs. And that brings us, and CJ mentioned donor-advised funds. Malia, what is a donor-advised fund, and how can we save on taxes by using these?
Yeah, so these are kind of advanced topics. And again, if you're not familiar with them, after our intro today, please seek out your accountant or your financial professional to see if utilizing one of these might make sense for you. So actually, donor advised funds, or DAFs, they were actually first established back in the 30s. So many people think they were something in the last 5 years, but suddenly that's because people start paying attention as they get closer to retirement. And so they've actually become very popular. It is a charitable investment account. So it's held at a financial institution or a community foundation. It's actually another conduit that offers some tax efficiency that CJ was mentioning for your gifts. So it allows you to maximize contributions, track donations, and then streamline your charitable giving. So according to a study by National Philanthropic Trust in 2018, there were over 450,000 individual donor advised funds in the U.S. None of these are held by children. So again, your kids are not a charity. And they actually hold more than $121 billion in assets. So this is quite a sum of money that is being held to give out to deserving charities. So giving from a DAF currently accounts for over 12% of all individual gifting in America today. And again, with that higher standard deduction, that's why people are starting to turn towards this and go, does this make sense? So contributions, some things to note, to a DAF are irrevocable. So once you put money into it, you can help manage the investment. You can direct the sponsor where to donate it, and as defined by timing for your own deductions. However, you can't take the money back. Once it's put into a DAF, it's done from your standpoint as far as being able to recall it back. It offers tax-free growth for your gift. So you put it in and actually it can grow. And so that's a great thing for those future charities that you designate for that money to go to. So appreciated assets that are donated can help reduce your future capital gains liability. And the most important thing to understand about these is it offers bunching strategies. So it allows you to bunch several years worth of gifts, which can help taxpayers, actually save money on their taxes for a current year. So in other words, you could actually put in money that you like to give to your church over a period of time. You can designate you want it to go in monthly for the next 3 years, but you could actually take credit the first year for that. So it doesn't take away that monthly donation capability. But these are great tools. So seriously, people need to look into these. They're fascinating the way it can help you and also maintain charitable giving.
Really good stuff. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, we mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. You can submit a question on the website to be answered right here on the program with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We don't have one this week, but we'd love to hear from you, CJ, Malia, and everyone at Kloss Financial. Love to answer questions. Again, just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you anything. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much per taxpayer per year can you transfer to a charity using qualified charitable distribution rule? Is it $10,000 per year or $100,000 per year? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card to Red Lobster. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hepkiss comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.